Apple CEO Tom Cook issued a public apology to Apple customers today over problems with its Maps application designed to replace Google Maps on Apple products. Meanwhile, workers at Foxconn factories in China are struggling to keep up with demand for the iPhone 5s. Kevin Slattin is with the China Labour Watch, an organisation which advocates for fair and legal workers' rights in China. He speaks with WBAI's Linda Perry about pressure on workers to churn out products and about a riot which ensued at one of the factories last weekend.
A lot of these workers come from all around the country. And so in this particular factory in Foxconn, the reports at least state that there was a large group of workers from Shandong and a large group of workers from Henan, and that there were some problems between them. They were fighting. A small group was fighting. And the story goes that the guards saw this. Instead of trying to calm things down, the guards went after the Shandong worker and attacked him. And not just beat him. There's actually a particular report by a worker, blog report, that says he was stabbed by the guard.
Let's hear some of that report. We have an English translation of this unconfirmed report from a worker at the factory. It's read by Leo Liu.
This whole thing actually started off as a common fight among workers. Although brutal, there were only 10 people involved. It only turned into a serious riot after the guards arrived at the scene and started to beat the workers without asking any questions. It's really too sad.
The riot actually escalated to being destruction of the factory grounds, security posts, security cars, so on and so forth.
This is not the first incident.
Right. In the past, there's been incidents, at least four really notable ones that have happened at Foxconn or other Apple supplier factories, including in 2010, there were suicides, people jumping off buildings of Foxconn factory roofs, supposedly from the pressure that they had from work. In 2011, there was an explosion at the beginning of the year in one Foxconn factory in Chengdu, and then another explosion at another supplier. It wasn't a Foxconn factory, but it was an Apple supplier. And then in 2012, this year, there was the riot.
And so can you paint a picture of what it's like to work at one of these Foxconn factories?
In an average Foxconn factory, based on reports and investigations that we've done, you'll get 10-hour days. Some people are constantly standing, not all of them. Foxconn does have some sitting positions for workers. And I think the thing that's hardest for workers is the rate of work. It's very, very intense. They often only look for young workers. They aren't willing to take older workers because they're afraid they can't keep up. And this intensity is especially ramped up when new products come out.
And there's a military style of discipline that's used in these factories, isn't there?
At many of these factories, Foxconn workers have reported that the verbal and physical abuse is pretty common from management and from guards, and it's very militaristic in their opinion. It's a pretty common witness testimony.
Incidents in which guards beat up workers at Foxconn Taiyuan frequently occurred, and the methods used are brutal. I had witnessed one such incident just several days after I started working at Foxconn. I was shocked by the scene I saw at the time. In Foxconn Taiyuan, the guards have been the common enemy of all workers from early on. Every worker resents them. However, the company turned a blind eye on such issues.
What happens when new products like the iPhone 5 comes out? What is hunger marketing?
Hunger marketing is where a company like Apple announces a new product or a new service and within a very, very short amount of time has to deliver that product. It creates a hunger among consumers for that product because they want that product. But the important thing here is that it doesn't allow a lot of time on the production side to get those products out. So the demands and the pressure goes on the producer, the factories, and ultimately the workers.
So let's talk about the profits. There's a guy who owns Foxconn factories. His name is Terry Gua. And I understand that his hero is Genghis Khan.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
That's his hero. So he has an enormous amount of wealth. He has a castle in the Czech Republic. And so you have a large contrast there between his wealth and the wealth of the factory and the workers. What are the workers making?
A worker in, for example, the Zhengzhou factory that we had some investigators in, or we still do, that factory was about 2,200 a month with all things included, including overtime. And that's 2,200 renminbi a month. That's roughly equal to $340-$350 about that amount. And that's in a month.
So why would Apple have a supplier factory there in China?
Supplier factories are easier for many name brands to use instead of having their own factory for a few reasons. Some of the main reasons include they don't have to take direct responsibility for all things that happen in the factory. Another thing is just the upfront cost as a business. It takes more time and training and expertise to set up a factory. Going back to the first point, Apple, when things happen in these Foxconn factories, Apple often says, we will get on Foxconn about this. It's very convenient for them to say that. And you actually talked about Terry Guo before, but we often try to put the focus back on Apple. Because yes, Foxconn has their problems and they've made violations. But Apple, you have to remember, makes $440 on every single iPhone they sell in profit. Foxconn doesn't make that. Foxconn, you know, might make a few dollars on a phone or something like that. We don't know the exact amount. Apple putting the blame off on somebody else, that's what this really is about. They know what goes on in these factories because it's reported all over the place. They've had people do audits, but they don't change it. And they could change it. They're the ones who give orders to Foxconn. Foxconn, one of their biggest orders comes from Apple. And Apple has the influence to change it. They have the money to change it if they wanted to improve the conditions of these workers. They don't do it, though.